good morning from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where our news at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong. It's foggy, described by some as one of the foggiest mornings of the summer yet. So drive with care. 59 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden addressing the nation, saying he loves his job, but he loves his country more, and that's why he decided to forego his reelection campaign.
It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president. But in the defense of democracy, which is at stake, I think it's more important than any title.
ABC's Rick Klein was in the Oval Office when the speech was delivered.
Inside the room, it was emotional and intimate. Family members dialed in intensely to what the president was saying, because to them, the president isn't the president. He's their father or their grandfather or their husband. And it was powerful to watch their reaction.
Donald Trump called the speech barely understandable. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet separately with both President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris today. Tomorrow, he will fly to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Donald Trump. Andy Murray has pulled out of the Olympics, citing continued injuries. Murray has twice won the gold medal in tennis at the Games. This is ABC News. All eyes on this morning's gross domestic product report after yesterday's big plunge in stocks.
Big tech led the sell-off, which ended with the worst day for Wall Street since 2022. The NASDAQ was hit the hardest, falling more than 3%.
I think this is the typical volatility that we're used to seeing. We haven't seen much of it this year.
Art Hogan, chief market strategist at B. Riley Wealth, isn't worried.
I think the fundamentals behind the economy and the market likely will provide for a recovery here.
And he thinks the Federal Reserve will cut rates come September. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Park rangers in Death Valley renew their warnings for visitors to be prepared for intense conditions after a Belgian tourist had to be airlifted out of the park. The man suffered third-degree burns to his feet when he lost his flip-flops in the sand while walking in the 123-degree heat. Boeing and the Department of Justice have finalized a plea deal for the plane maker to plead guilty to conspiracy to defraud the United States with regard to its 737 MAX jets. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel today.
Napa know-how.
WRCO Radio, it's 58 degrees. We'll check forecast details coming up here in just a moment on a Thursday morning.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Please join us in welcoming Euphoria Massage to the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Certified massage therapist Alec Adsit has over 7 years of experience in therapeutic massage and offers many types with various durations and fees to suit your needs and budget. Alec also offers zero balance therapy, aromatherapy, and chair massage. If you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or want to have some time for yourself for a change, give us a call at 647-6211 to schedule an appointment with Alec. Appointments can also be scheduled online at massagebook.com. You know you deserve it.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 80 with sunshine, mainly clear tonight, a low of 56. Sunshine continues on Friday and a high in the low 80s, Saturday mid to upper 80s, and Sunday 86. Again, isolated showers or thunderstorms possible. Right now, we're up a degree from the overnight low, and it's very foggy. So, wow, drive carefully, allow some extra time. Today, we're at 59 degrees. Take it easy. Daisy, the Eagles on WRCO Radio. Today, International Red Shoe Day. It's National Hire a Veteran Day. It's also National Carousel Day, Hot Fudge Sunday, and National Refreshment Day. It's also National Chili Dog Day. Ah, good stuff. Chili dogs. More importantly, Coney dogs from Dog and Suds. I could use one of those right now. I'd have to drive to Tomahawk, Wisconsin to get one, however. Well, what we do right now, we give away some tickets courtesy of Civic Media and WRCO. We have six, count them, six Brewer tickets to give away for Sunday's game as they host the Marlins. So we're going to give those. You and your gang can go. What we're going to do this time, we're going to make you work for them. The Brewers currently are 59-43, 16 games over 500. We'll take caller number 16 at 608-647-4155. Call now, and we'll see if we can get you to go to the Brewers.
I didn't know what I was missing until the second that you walked in to that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. Turns out, oh, I was looking for you. Yeah, I was looking for you. Couldn't have just been anyone, the way you smiled and said my name.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
She's taking a shine to him.
it's John Barry, and congratulations to caller number 16, Kent Hillesheim. Way to go. It's his lucky day there. He and five guests will be going to the Brewers on Sunday, courtesy of Civic Media, WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450, your spot for Brewer baseball all season long. The Brewers 16 games over 500 after yesterday's victory against the Cubs, and so we took caller 16. Kent, way to go. Thank you so much for listening, and to all of our contending callers, better luck next time. We're going to have more opportunities for you. We're going to have some tickets to sell during next week's Walk with Grace radio auction as well. So maybe you didn't win them, but maybe you can get them for a bargain next week when we sell them on the radio. Well, we have a special mystery guest filling in for Hank today. We'll unveil him in just a moment.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is a public announcement from Krogan's Do It Best Hardware liquidation sale in Boscobel.
Prices slashed again.
That's right.
Prices are slashed again on most items starting today. Liquidation prices on all grills, including Weber and Traeger. All power tools.
All paint.
All plumbing and electrical.
All rental equipment now priced to sell. Hurry.
Wow.
Save like never again at Krogan's storewide retirement liquidation sale going on now.
Shop and save today at Krogan's in downtown Boscobel, open 8 to 6.
All sales final. See store for exclusions, credit card or cash. Only.
July is UV Safety Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds everyone to be thoughtful about sun exposure this summer. Having a sunburn just 5 times doubles your risk of getting melanoma. To avoid sunburn, wear sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher, wear clothing that covers your skin, and hats to protect your scalp and ears. We hope you'll join us for our free public events throughout the summer, and when you do, be thoughtful about sun exposure.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hello. Good morning. As promised and advertised, we have a special guest today, Mr. Fred Dillon. How are you, Fred?
Doing fine, Phil. How about you?
Well, not bad. We're keeping with the theme of bringing in some of my former teachers for maybe a little bit of touch-up work. Something I didn't learn back in middle school or junior high, but
that could be a little dangerous, Phil.
Yeah, it could be. Oh, yeah. No, I appreciate those days we had. I had you for junior high. And then, of course, longtime coach at Ithaca as well.
That's right.
How many years did you teach at Ithaca?
I taught 17 years. And I got to say this. Gary Gutnick always says, when he talks to people, he says, well, that was the worst 17 years of my life. And then he goes around and says, no, it was actually the best 17. And he always says, I love you, Fred. And I got to say, I love you too, G.
Oh, that's awesome. Mr. G, absolutely. he's like everybody. I think everybody considers him their best friend. So he's a lot of,
He has a lot of best friends.
Best friends out there, doesn't he? And then you taught at Richland Center for a while. And
yeah, about almost the same amount of time. And I retired in 2008. And then I taught two more years for two gals who had cancer and didn't make it. Sandy Reitz was one and June Zander another. So I taught at the middle school for the extra year and then down to Riverdale for an extra year.
So long-term sub thing after that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you and I go back a long time, and I've said it many times, but I owe you, the fact that I'm sitting here is because of you. You saved my life one time. Maybe you could recount that story for our listeners, Fred.
Oh, I'd be glad to. We were playing at Seneca, and I noticed a certain gentleman was knocking you up in the air about 3 feet after every snap of the ball. Phil was the center, and I feared for his life, so I told Mr. Rice, look what's going on out there. And he took a look, and then he took another look, and he said, I think maybe we better replace Phil out there. So we put in Kevin Hauser, and I guess that's the story of how I saved Phil's life.
I appreciate that, too. Yeah. A certain gentleman was plowing the field with me that night, you know.
He was.
But I was hanging in there. I was getting some good hang time.
Which you weren't noted for.
No. No, I couldn't get off the ground very far. When you went up to the offensive line and you heard the guy across from you snorting, that was not a good sign.
No.
You knew you might get piled there. Yeah, absolutely. But that was fun. I remember a story about you, too, and your coaching. Junior high basketball, and I don't know if you remember this or not, but we couldn't even get through the warm-up. So it was like seventh grade, and we had the layup drill where you have the line of three groups of people, and then one would pass it left, and he would pass it to the right, and then the next guy would get a layup, you know. And we go out there to warm up, and I remember you were just coming out of the locker room out to the floor, and the first three guys ran into one another and fell down, and the ball rolled out of bounds. And you just kind of went, oh, put your hands up in the air.
This is the way it begins.
That's a bad start right there.
I do remember that.
Do you? Oh, boy. It was time to go back to the locker room, perhaps.
Then, yeah. I think I maybe turned around.
Well, you coached a long, long time with Dan Rice as well. You probably have a few stories about him, don't you?
I did. Dan came up and saw me recently when I was in the hospital, and we talked about old times. I think we share one thing is that game at Iola Scandinavia was your first.
My first ever broadcast,
And that's probably the best team we ever beat. They were loaded, and I still to this day don't know how we did it, but that was a great game, and I enjoyed my career with Dan. We worked really well together, and he's a special man. I love him, too.
I always, of course, I think maybe his coaching style changed, but you were kind of the fire-up guy, and he was kind of the, you know, tell like it is, maybe Mr. Sarcasm, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's an old saying about that. Mr. Neville invented sarcasm. And Mr. Donahoe improved on it, and Mr. Rice perfected it. But I wasn't too far behind him either.
No. Oh, that game at Iola Scandinavia, though, I remember that, you know, things were kind of teetering at halftime, and Paul Newkirk returned the second half kickoff for a touchdown, and then the tables turned a little bit at that point.
Yeah, it opened up the door, and then probably the biggest play of that game, unbelievably, was we were tied 14-all, and we were down there to get another touchdown. We got a penalty, so we kicked the field goal. And Doug Engelbretson could hardly even stand up. He was so sick. He kicked it, and he kicked it under a guy's arm, and it went up and went through. And we went ahead 17-14. But at that point, that 3 points was worth probably 20 because they just dropped their shoulders and walked off. And you could tell they didn't kick field goals, and they didn't expect that.
That was divine intervention, maybe, that ball went through the goalpost, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This is a story, this is a Dan Rice story, but to display his sarcasm. So I don't know if you remember this or not, but several years later, you and I and Kevin Hauser and Dan, we got involved in a 3-on-3 basketball tournament that Tracy Krieger hosted at the campus. And we went back there, they were doing a benefit or whatever, and we had to face, it was a pretty tough team, as I recall. They were quite a bit younger. I think they lured us out there, and then all these guys were like a year out of college or something. Yep. And anyway, so we're out there warming up on the same hoop, and somebody threw me the ball, and I dribbled it and went off my foot and out of bounds. And Dan says, "Don't show them all your moves at once."
That sounds just like
typical. Yeah, typical. And what, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, you know, what can I
That's right.
Oh, my. So, you know, G came in and gave me some quiz questions. Do you have a quiz to give?
I have one about me that you may or may not know.
About you? Okay.
About me.
All right.
Who are my four favorite drummers that were also singers in a band?
My goodness. Favorite drummers who are also singers in a band. So, let's see. Don Brewer, a Grand Funk? No?
Nope.
Phil Collins?
Yes.
Genesis? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. Boy, that's tough stuff. Karen Carpenter?
Yes.
Of the Carpenters.
That's the one people usually don't get.
Yeah, because she was a drummer.
She was a drummer.
And you saw the Carpenters live, didn't you?
I did. Simo will never let me forget that because it was, I think it was the fall of 1972, and I was going to Platteville, and they were there for homecoming. And they had just come back from vacation, and Karen Carpenter kept saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, our timing's all off." I thought they were wonderful. And the neatest thing about it was how much they loved each other. You could just tell it, Karen and Richard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was really something. And I really enjoyed it.
Awesome.
I think I might have fallen in love almost.
Well, not only was she a beautiful person, but one of the most perfect voices of all
beautiful,
time.
Beautiful yeah. voice, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was sorely missed after she was gone.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. So I think I only have one of yours.
You got two.
Oh, I have two. I have two of yours. I'm trying to think.
Think about my favorite group, Phil, or one of my favorite groups.
How about Ringo Starr?
Yeah,
sure. Is he? Okay.
Yeah Ringo.
Ringo Starr, all right. Another hint.
Don Henley.
Oh, sure, the Eagles.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You know, with him, he's so talented. I sometimes I even forget he's a drummer because leads so much.
I think that's true of several of them, really.
Yeah,
you know,
really.
You don't think about that. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a quality four pack there, my friend. All right. Well, so good to have you in here today. And big plans for the rest of the summer?
Well, we're going to go on vacation in September up to Superior and Duluth.
Okay.
So we're looking about a week, and April's going to go with us. So
summer plans, right?
Yep,
and
yep.
We're going to see you back harassing me at Quick Trip sometime?
I certainly hope so.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be back the end of July, so that'll be my first day back. A little less than a week, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you tried to teach a couple of us, Adam Hess, Ithaca alumnus, and myself,
yes.
And you did the best you could.
Adam still calls me coach.
Yeah, Adam was a better math student than I was. So. And I remember science, too. You taught the physical science where you had to charge a battery and you had to hook it up to a motor and you had...
Make your own battery, yeah.
Make your own battery and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Test leads to try and, you know, jumpstart the motor. And
Yeah.
It was interesting stuff.
I don't think either one of us did very well on that.
No, I didn't. Me and physical, those things don't, words don't go well.
Me neither.
Fred, good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, Phil.
Yeah, appreciate all that you've done for me over the years, so yeah.
I appreciate you too. Thank you much.
Yeah, Fred Dillon filling in today for the Hankster.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
No two people are alike, and no two funerals are the same either. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is always to walk with you while listening carefully to make sure the process is one of love, healing, and life celebration. We are here to help and support you, be it pre-planning or in a time of need. Call us anytime at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Good morning, 7:35. There's a Adam Sandler movie called Billy Madison where he has to go back to school and he has to try to pass all of his classes again. And hopefully I don't have to do that. But we've had Mr. G in and Fred Dillon, Mr. Dillon this week. So we'll keep on going. Maybe we can get Dan Rice in here someday, but he said I make him nervous, so better not. Anyway, coming up, some notes on today. We'll check out our birthday and anniversary list as well. This day in 1946, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis began their partnership as a nightclub song and comedy act team. Also on this day, 1980, AC/DC released the classic Back in Black album. And in 1990, Roseanne Barr screamed the national anthem in San Diego, a point where that's kind of become one of the things that people talk about every time there's a not such a good rendition of the national anthem. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today to these fine folks, beginning with the Richland Center Primary School calendar. Have a great day today, Ellie Huffman, to Skylar Karki as well, and also to Philip McCain, all celebrating today. Happy birthday wishes to Dana Bratland, Matt Mesra, and Bethany Weldon from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. To Bailey Wanless from Willow Valley United Methodist Church, have an awesome day today. Vicki Meyer from Bug, happy birthday to Vicki with love from the entire family. Greetings from Richland Center United Methodist Church today to Terry Nimix And happy anniversary, John and Chris Storr, today. Happy birthday wishes from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Camden Ewers, Jeff Halverson, Kayla Koch, and Jennifer Leibfried, to John Pinkham and Rick Post, Samuel Post, Tim Victoria, and John Esser. Happy anniversary to Josh and Beth Peer today. From the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday, Randy Hendricks. And happy anniversary, Jim and Shirley Jewell. Best wishes today to Jim and Shirley. Happy 9th anniversary. And happy anniversary, it says, to my wife, Shirley. Love, Jim. Looking forward to the next years. Happy anniversary today. And happy anniversary, Jim and Shirley Jewell, from Butch and Mrs. Butch. What else do we have today? Oh, yes, the RC Lion saying happy anniversary to Jim and Shirley Jewell. Happy birthday to Nathan Knable, Ellie Hoffman, to Janet Babbitt, David Fry, Connor Freeman, Terry Nimix, Ella Grace Perry, and Evelyn Jelinek. And happy birthday today to Connie Turgeson from her secret admirer. Oh, starting some rumors up there on the ridge. Have a great day today, Connie. Enjoy your special day.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it very much. Here's one for our special couples, Mickey Gilley on WRCO.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. Do I won't be afraid? No, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand. If the sky you look upon should ever crumble and fall, and the mountains should fall to the sea, do I won't be afraid? No, I won't share
From the Urban Cowboy soundtrack, back when I used to wear that Western leisure suit. Coming up, our news. Joanne has an update there. Phil Nee wishing you the best on this Thursday.
Shop local and save big this July with the red, white, and refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a foggy 59 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philback family of dealerships. Mostly sunny and tranquil today with a high of 80. Tonight, mainly clear, patchy fog possible, and a low of 56. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and it is a foggy 59 degrees after a low this morning of 58.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A motorcycle crash into a rock wall in southwest Wisconsin killed two people Monday night. According to an investigation by the Crawford County Sheriff's Office, 43-year-old David Filyaw and his passenger, 42-year-old Alicia Bell, both of Muscadet, were crossing the Wisconsin River Bridge near Bosqueville when they crossed both lanes of State Highway 60 and crashed head-on into the wall. Two were ejected from the motorcycle and died at the scene. Both were wearing helmets at the time of the crash. The Baraboo Police Department continues to search for a suspect. If you have any information or observe Jeffrey Miller, age 32, please contact the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. He has ties to Sauk and Juneau County areas. He is described as a white male with short or shaved brown hair and a medium-length beard. He was last seen wearing a black shirt. Miller is being sought due to an incident which occurred Tuesday where Miller failed to stop for a traffic stop. Then a high-speed chase ensued, ending in Miller crashing his vehicle. As Sauk County deputies arrived at the crash location, Miller fired gunshots toward deputies before running off westbound into a wooded area along Highway 113 Water Street near the southeast corner of the city of Baraboo. One deputy suffered a minor injury as a result. If anyone has information regarding Jeffrey Miller's location, they are asked to contact the Sauk County Sheriff's Office at 608-355-4495 or Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. Anyone who observes Miller or suspicious activity consistent with Miller should call 911 to report the information to local law enforcement. Whooping cough is on the rise in Dane County. Also called pertussis, the disease is typically rare because most people are vaccinated as babies. Staff at Public Health Madison Dane County say we can go months without a single person being infected, but there have been at least 43 cases over the last 8 weeks. It's mostly infected teenagers, but whooping cough can be dangerous for infants. If your child still needs a pertussis vaccine, call your pediatrician. Madison has started monitoring air quality around the city. In 2022, the EPA awarded Madison more than $400,000 in grants, specifically targeting underserved neighborhoods. Data shows lower-income communities experience more pollution. These monitors will measure particulate matter, which can contribute to all kinds of health problems like lung disease, heart disease, vascular dementia, and low birth weights. They look like little boxes and are installed on city-owned light poles. The first monitor is installed at Kennedy Heights Community Center on the north side. Staff will install 55 more throughout the city. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is proposing legislation to cap the cost of prescription drugs. The Wisconsin Democrat is in the midst of a competitive re-election campaign against developer Eric Hovde, the likely winner of the August Republican primary. Baldwin says the Capping Prescription Costs Act would require annual out-of-pocket prescription drug cost caps of $2,000 for individuals and $4,000 for families with private health insurance. The measure would extend the out-of-pocket cost to seniors on Medicare, seen in 2025 from the Inflation Reduction Act to the commercial health care market. Baldwin voted for the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, which included a cap on insulin prices. A high-speed pursuit led to multiple charges. Early Sunday morning at approximately 12:56, the on-duty Fenimore police officer spotted a vehicle with heavy front damage weaving outside the lane of traffic. Fenimore police initiated a traffic stop, and the vehicle took off at a high rate of speed southbound on Lincoln Avenue. Fenimore police pursued the vehicle, and the vehicle increased speed to 96 miles per hour in a 35-mile-per-hour zone in the city of Fenimore. Fenimore police terminated the pursuit and alerted dispatch. Shortly after the pursuit was terminated, it was reported that the suspect vehicle had rear-ended another vehicle on the north side of Fenimore. The vehicle continued southbound on Highway 61, and a Grant County Sheriff deputy located the vehicle north of the city of Lancaster, traveling 108 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone. A pursuit was initiated, and the driver continued southbound into the city of Lancaster. The driver attempted to elude law enforcement but came to a stop in the city of Lancaster and was taken into custody. The driver was arrested and identified as Ali M. Hassan, 27, of Stoughton. As a result of an investigation, Ali was arrested for fleeing or eluding an officer, operating while intoxicated, third offense, operating after revocation, failure to install an ignition interlock device, illegal possession of prescription medication, and a probation hold. Ali is currently on probation for fleeing or eluding an officer in armed robbery. Ali had his initial appearance and is being held in the Grant County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond and a probation hold. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers to promote safe, responsible, and ethical hunting practices as hunter education instructors. Volunteer opportunities are available in all parts of the state. Since the program's creation in 1967, more than 20,000 volunteer instructors have trained and certified more than 1 million hunters across Wisconsin. These efforts have helped make hunting much more safer, with a 95% decrease in hunting-related incidents since the program's start. In addition to shaping the future of Wisconsin's hunting tradition, becoming a volunteer instructor is a great way to obtain hands-on teaching experience, work closely with DNR staff, and engage with your local community. There are two ways to become a certified volunteer hunter education instructor. Interested volunteers can serve as apprentices under a sponsoring instructor for at least two complete courses or attend a certification training session hosted by a DNR outdoor skills trainer. Once certified, the DNR provides volunteer instructors with all the materials and equipment required to teach a hunter education course. Instructors must teach one class every 3 years to remain certified, although many teach more. For more information on becoming a volunteer instructor, contact the outdoor skills trainer in your area. The Walk with Grace Calendar Raffle Committee is asking all teams with raffle tickets not being sold to return them to the Grace office so teams waiting for tickets can pick them up. The Grace office will be open today from 11 to 1. A Wisconsin lawmaker hoping to make Apostle Islands a national park. Tom Tiffany has introduced the Apostle Islands National Park and Preserve Act, which would give the state its first ever national park. The legislation would redesignate the Apostle Islands from a national lakeshore to a national park and would also designate Sand Island as a national preserve to maintain existing hunting access. Tiffany says the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is an unrivaled destination that is more than worthy of being elevated to a crown jewel of the national park system. The 7th District Republican introduced the bill at a federal land subcommittee hearing this week in Washington.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Thursday, July 25th. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 8, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet, died July 13th at his home. Memorial services will be held Friday from 4 to 6 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center, died July 17th at Pine Valley Community Village. Services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 6, and again Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or charity of your choice. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center. Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky, died Sunday at home after a long battle with cancer. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 1 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A memorial fund has been established. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming, died suddenly June 3rd while at work. There will be a celebration of life at 10 o'clock Sunday at Rock Laramie Church in Laramie, Wyoming. A reception will follow at the church. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming. William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Richland Center Fire Department. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center. David Owen, Doc O'Connor, age 66, died July 8th at home. A celebration of life will be held in the near future. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to the family in care of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services. David Owen, Doc O'Connor, age 66. Helen Ann Gillingham, 82, of Gillingham, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. No formal funeral services will be held. Memorials may be directed to the Fancy Creek Cemetery Association or a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral Service is assisting the family of Helen Ann Gillingham, 82, of Gillingham.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. Mostly sunny and tranquil today with a high of 80. Currently, it is a foggy 59 degrees at 8 o'clock.